AM, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crome, here today with Sheila Kay Downhour with Ouachita Green. Welcome, Sheila Kay.
Thank you for having me. I just wanted to tell everybody about one of the biggest events that we have this year, our Water Sweep, which is going to be over at least 11 different places in Ouachita Parish. So if you've ever wanted to help come out and clean up, this is your opportunity because we have a location near you. And Water Sweep is going to be this Saturday, 8 to 11, and you can go to ouachitagreen.org and find out all the places that we're going to be. ULM has got a cleanup going on as well.
You know, I see and I walk across ULM's campus a lot, and every now and then I'll see a cup that is, you know, floated out of a car or a pickup truck bed, and it's made its way down into the water, and I'm like, well, that's going to be tough to get to.
Yeah.
So you're encouraging folks to come out and help clean the banks and the shores, but you also need folks with like boats and kayaks to maybe get out in the weeds and scoop some things up too.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I first came to Ouachita Green, we actually got out on the water a lot more than we do now. Sometimes the water level is a little low, which helps our cleanups along the bank because it's easier to get to those items and get them out of the water, which is great. But, I mean, we would get boats and refrigerators and all kind of things. And, of course, if you're on a kayak or canoe, you can't do that. But you'll be amazed at the things that are floating along the water. And we're going to provide bags like onion bags or crawfish bags or bead bags. We're going to get those, and people can put that in so the water doesn't weigh down your canoe or kayak. And we've got grabbers and vests and gloves and all the things that you need. We're going to be loaning those out that day. But we do encourage everybody, of course, to be safe. If you have your kayak or canoe or boat or whatever, you need to make sure that you follow all the safety regulations as well.
Okay, before we get into registering, take me through all the places that you're going to be picking up.
Okay, first of all, ULM, but in Monroe, we're going to meet at Forsyth Boat Talk. In the parish, it's going to be at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Balkanville, we have Shinny 1, Shinny 8, and Prairion. And in West Monroe, it is Black Bayou Canal. They're going to meet over at the Assembly and go from there. Then we have Highland Wetland Trails. Then we have Lazar. And, of course, we have Restoration Park.
So lots of places.
Oh, and Sterlington as well.
Sterlington, the Boardman Boat Dock.
That's it.
Lots of places to go. You guys though need help with volunteers coming in, but you also need to know where those volunteers are going to go so you've got enough supplies there. How do you register to come in to Water Sweep?
It's really simple. Go to ouachitagreen.org, go to volunteer, and you get to tell us which location you're going to be at. And we encourage you to do that because, like you said, so many supplies. We need to make sure we have the right amount in Sterlington and the right amount at Balkanville and in the parish. And so we just need to make sure that we have those. But we're kind of helping you out to register. If you register before the event, you will automatically get a coupon from Texas Roadhouse, and you are also registered to be one of two people that will get a $50 gift certificate to Restaurant Cotton. So, you know, cleaning up is a wonderful thing.
All right, I've got to ask, and you already took mine, because my strangest thing I saw floating down the river one day, it was either a refrigerator or a freezer, and it just came right down the river. I live on the river, so I see weird stuff float through the backyard every now and then. Refrigerator or a freezer. What's the strangest thing you've scooped out of the water?
Me, it was a boat. We put a boat on a boat to get it out of the Ouachita River, but they have had cars, of course, shopping buggies, carts, whatever you want to call it. But it's amazing the amount of stuff that comes from upstream and it comes downstream. But what we see is not what's actually there. You need to go under it. So that's why we try to get it off. The waterways are amazing in the fact that it gives life to us. Now, think about how many people this past weekend were out on the water, you know, enjoying it. Cleaning up our waterways is good for us. It's good because it encourages us to get out and just enjoy the great outdoors, exercise, community, all those things. But it's also for our safety because if our waterways are clean, just think about boating. You know, if you're out and you're skiing or fishing or whatever, it needs to be safe for you. Plus, you know, the microplastics that can be in there. Right. So there's all kind of things, but it's also good for our economy. How much of our economy is based on skiing and fishing and bringing in tournaments and people enjoying just splashing around and enjoying the water?
One thing I wrote down was flooding. How does picking this stuff up affect flooding?
Well, it's amazing because one of the things about flooding is if our ditches or our drains are clogged, then that makes our, you know, the water go into our homes or businesses or streets. And so it's those little things that we don't think about. You know, you were talking about things going along, ending up in the waterways. They did a survey and found that most items come from our waterways because it, you know, the rain seeps it into our waterways or the wind blows it into our waterways. And so what we're trying to do is not only pick up in the waterways, but along the shores and where it's going. It's kind of like that last ditch effort before it gets into our waterways.
The event again this Saturday, what time are you going to start?
We say 8 o'clock, 8 to 11, and we don't have to be there the entire time. Now, over in Sterlington, they're going to start a little bit later, so you can sleep in a little bit over there.
And so you get registered, WashitaGreen.org/volunteer. And you're still needing volunteers in groups, right?
Yes, we are. We do ask that each person registers individually. And so that way, if any last minute items come up, we can contact you and let you know that. But we are asking everyone to wear closed-toed shoes and bring a refillable water bottle.
You're going to need the water.
Yes.
It's hot out there, but you'll be done for the heat of the day. Talk to me. We get done with this, the Fall Family Fun Fest.
Yes, it's going to be Saturday, October 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the West Monroe Sports and Events. And people are invited to come out, bring your families. It's going to be great. But also, if you would like to have a booth, go to our website, washitagreen.org, to find out more information.
It's Sheila K. Downauer, Washita Green, and 8 to 11 this Saturday. Again, for folks to register, how do they do it?
Very simple. Go to Washita Green, look for volunteers, and pick your location. Let us know you'll be there.
And the supplies are provided. So find out more at our website, kedm.org, and go to washitagreen.org/volunteer to register. Thank you.